All right, so I do want to give you a little bit of breaking news here on the Iran front. First of all, a senior U.S. official telling Fox News that 20 targets inside Iran were hit Tuesday night as part of that retaliation operation that was ordered after the downed Apache helicopter. Donald Trump told Jonathan Carl, "It's very important to respond. They shot down a helicopter, and we are responding. It is a very strong, very powerful response, and that's what this one is." Also, Fox News reporting now that the president has informed him that he is considering ordering new strikes on Iran. And part of this comes from a post on True Social, where he says Iran's military is a complete and total mess. Much of it, like the Navy, Air Force, doesn't exist anymore. Iran is in all talk and no action. The bully of the Middle East is dead. They've taken too long to negotiate a deal. That would have been a great that would have been great for them. Now they will have to pay the price. So, again,
the fire is no longer ceasing.
Maybe not
at this point.
And maybe your observation in that is correct. Now, Iran taking down this Apache helicopter would be the linchpin,
sure,
in this situation.
I agree.
The United States responded.
Yes.
But it does put these diplomatic talks that are in place in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are reports still that there are, you know, four discussions that are still on the books that are being planned that are in discussion. But things seem to have changed over the last 12, 18 hours or so.
Yeah. He says they're taking too long to negotiate.
And again, that's something that we have been talking about for,
I mean, because that's what they do, right?
Quite some time.
That's what Iran
does.
Yeah,
they've been hot-dogging the negotiations.
Yeah.
And part of that is, again, Donald Trump's red line is that they would not have a nuclear weapon, that their nuclear program would go by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of the memorandum of understanding that was released as part of these negotiations was that the negotiations on the nuclear issue would come after. That if we're able to stop the fighting of this,
right,
conflict, then we can discuss the nuclear after. And that has seemingly been a roadblock for the administration, for the president,
mm-hmm,
to go forward. Because it's easy to say, sure, let's stop this. Let's take out the blockade and let's open things back up.
Right.
But at the same time, if they can't even come to that agreement, what is propelling you forward to thinking that they're going to come to an agreement on the nuclear issue?
No.
Yeah, so we're going to keep an eye on that because things are changing here this morning here on JR Morning. Meanwhile, state lawmakers here in the state of Michigan questioned the founder of the RX Kids program during a hearing this month. This is a cash aid program for moms and to help support their babies. It is expanding across Michigan, but there is some pushback in the state legislature, and one of those is Jay DeBoer, the representative for the Republicans out of Clay Township, and joins us this morning. Jay, good morning. It's good to have you.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Let's talk a little bit about the program. What gives you pause about RX Kids?
Well, you know, initially, when I had first, and I go right all the way back a couple, few years back when I heard RX Kids just as a monogram or a slogan, right? RX Kids in my mind immediately said, hey, we're going to set up some kind of a prescription drug program for children. And on face value, I was like, hey, if there's a needy child that, you know, maybe a family can't afford to cover some prescription drugs, maybe this could be a good thing. And that was the initial first thought. Well, then some details started to come out as time went by. And as it turns out, it has nothing to do with prescription drugs, and shame on me for believing that it did just by the name. But it's funny because a lot of people I've talked to have the same impression when you use the term. What it actually is, though, it's a guaranteed basic income for pregnant mothers and newborn children. And there's no questions asked. There's no means testing that's done, meaning that it doesn't matter what your financial position is. And you are, if you're 16 weeks pregnant, you're eligible for a $1,500 payment, and you're eligible for a $500 a month payment for either the first 6 months or the first 12 months, depending on the municipal jurisdiction that you may live in. What gives me pause is when we started to look into it and started asking questions, there were a lot of, you know, indicators that started to pop up that this was much more than somebody's kind heart that was attempting to just take care of moms and babies. It's the entire organization is immersed in extreme left-wing ideologies. The members of the advisory board, the advocates are for a guaranteed basic income for all, which in my opinion, this is just the precursor to that. And then when we pressed the director on those specific questions and she denied it, well, then we went right back to her own words and played a couple video clips of her saying that her hope and her goal was that this will be expanded, and it will be expanded to children all the way to the ages of 18. And that we will, my hope is that we can continue to grow this program. So we're already at about $300 million in taxpayers' dollars that has been put out for this. And let me tell you, if you think we're going to get to every child that's 18 years old getting this money, we're going to be into the billions of dollars. And you guys know what the ramification of $1 billion of liability in the state of Michigan is.
Representative, a new study published by the Lancet Public Health found Flint saw an 18% reduction in preterm births, a 27% drop in low birth weight babies, and fewer NICU admissions after RX Kids launch. When you hear those numbers, does that strengthen your confidence in the program at all?
Well, what's interesting is if you look at those statistics, those are about over about a 15 or 16 month period that that movement occurred. If you look at the trend line of that data, the trend line of that data was already in a downward trajectory prior to RX Kids, and it includes all babies. It doesn't just include the babies that received RX Kids dollars. So it's an anecdotal analysis. It is not a fact-based. And if you look at other research that's been done, including research by a University of Michigan professor, who took the same data that was used by RX Kids when they were justifying their movement in these directions in various different locations, they did an independent analysis, and they came back and said they didn't see a movement at all of improvement of these dollars being dispersed. So I'm not necessarily jumping on one side or the other. I'm saying to you that the information and the viability of this program is not yet clear.
Is there a middle ground here? Because I think the idea, I mean, I've always questioned this program as well, and the money that is going towards it. Obviously, there are people that are in need if they're pregnant, or and I'm all for people having those babies, right? But on the other side of that,
sure,
we need to find a way to make sure that they have some sort of resource available to them. But is there a middle ground to where the money isn't so high, that $1,500 and then $500 a month after that? Is there a way to kind of use the moniker of the RX Kids program to assist when needed, as opposed to just paying out?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You realize there's somewhere between 15 and 20 already state-funded programs to take care of mothers, babies, food assistance, rent assistance, heat assistance, electricity assistance, diaper programs, obviously Medicaid, health. These already exist. The difference between RX Kids and those programs is that RX Kids has absolutely no guardrails on who is receiving these funds, meaning anyone is eligible, regardless of your income level. That, to me, is a problem, because if you believe we can put a bowl of cash on the table and only the needy are going to take it, you're kidding yourself. There is still a debate about whether some of these taxpayer dollars are being dispersed to people who are in our country illegally. Now, we're told that that doesn't occur, that we segregate the funds and we only use philanthropic dollars to take care of people who are in our country illegally. But we're yet to see the data that supports that. That's the statement. And you may wonder why I doubt the statement. The reason I doubt the statement is because when we pressed Dr. Mona Hanna in our committee and we asked her a number of questions, she was less than forthright in her answers.
Yeah.
She responded with answers that actually we then contradicted directly to her by her own previous statements. So that makes me further uncomfortable.
Sure.
Because if you look at what is going on with RX Kids, number one, you guys know what it's like to make an argument against pregnant women and babies. That's not what we're doing.
Right.
We're saying if taxpayers are going to shell out $300 million so far, and by the way, again, if this program became what they want it to be, it would be billions of dollars annually. You better have some parameters around it. You better not be doling it out to millionaires, and you sure as heck better not be taking my tax dollars and giving it to illegals in our country or in our state.
Representative Jay DeBoyer,
that's what we're most concerned about.
We appreciate it. Keep us up to date on this. We got to run, but we appreciate your time. Thank you. Yeah, that's Jay DeBoyer, represented out of Clay. It's part of our Capitol report here this morning on WJR. The Artemis III crew has been announced. What's their mission? We're talking about it next on JR Morning.